A friend of mine is convinced that everyone dreams in black and white. Well, I told him that I dream in color. And he told me, oh, it's just a pigment of my imagination. Well, neuroscientists tell us that everyone dreams. Some of us remember our dreams in vivid and colorful details, while others rarely remember them. Dreaming while asleep is important for our overall health. That's when the brain processes memories and emotions, allowing us the sound sleep needed for our bodies and brains to heal. And regular prayer habits do the same. Speaking with God and listening for God's response are vital to living well. Well, the scriptures today point to the promise of God's presence in one word, Emmanuel. So God promised to be present in each moment of our lives, whether we are awake or asleep. However, we don't always hear God's voice, for hearing God's voice requires spending time with God, just as we do in building all loving and intimate relationships. Our time spent in prayer, getting to know God's voice, enables our hearts to listen and respond to God's generous spirit. Well, through the prophet Isaiah today, God awakens Ahaz to ask for a sign. God longs for Ahaz, a mighty king in the royal line of King David, to remain faithful. The people of Judah face great suffering at that time as the threats of war and government overthrow loomed large. So God wants Ahaz and the people to keep their trust in the divine strong. So God offers the child Emmanuel as a sign to affirm God is with us. Reading the signs of the times and seeking how to make a bad situation better is what we Christians call the process of discernment. And discernment takes the time to recognize God's presence in our lives and listen to where God might be calling us. The more practiced we become at reading the signs, the more hopeful we are that all shall be well, because we feel sure that God is with us. Well, Ahaz spurns God, believing only in his wisdom and power. In fact, Isaiah points out Ahaz wearies God with his resistance. He misuses his power and wealth. The king's real reason for declining God's word is his reluctance to set aside his own plans to secure the future of the kingdom. So Ahaz ignores Isaiah, rejects God's will, and consequently hurts his own people. Ahaz's refusal to seek God's help demonstrates his inability to recognize God's voice. He has not attempted to cultivate his relationship with God. Now, the gospel today presents a much different approach to listening to God's voice. We see Joseph, a poor, humble carpenter and descendant of King David. And all the scriptures tell us relatively little about Joseph, he plays a critical role in the history of salvation. The Davidic line, as prophesied, continues with Joseph. And because of the courage of an ordinary man, strong in faith and reliant on God's grace, the unseen God can take on human flesh to fulfill God's promise of salvation. So Joseph hears God's messenger speaking to him in his dream to believe in the most far-fetched reality. Then the angel asks him to buck societal expectations for marriage and family life. And even before receiving God's message, Joseph chooses to act righteously, regardless of loss and embarrassment. He puts Mary's welfare before his own. And as a faithful Jew, he remains open to God's will. Joseph knows God's voice. His life of prayer has deepened his faith and relationship with God. So we might want to ask ourselves, when have we sort of acted like Ahaz more than like Joseph? When have we wasted time agonizing over problems when our plans fail, forgetting to pay attention first and to the Lord and let go of the control that we think we have? Joseph aligns his intentions with God's for the welfare of others. He is well aware of God, how God speaks to him. And just as we work to improve ourselves in other areas of life, whether it be work or play, what opportunities do we take to expand our faith and deepen our relationship with God? And we need not be nervous to ask God for a sign of the divine presence truly within us. When have you asked for a sign from God? And what helps you discover God's presence in all that you do? In this last week of Advent, well, let us pray to be more like St. Joseph, righteous, courageous, just, obedient, trusting, humble, and merciful, and fully aware of God's presence. His faithfulness to God helped bring our Savior into the world. For my 50th anniversary of ordination, Thomas Wright, our music director and organist, gave me the statue of the sleeping Joseph that you see lying before us at the foot of the sanctuary. The image of St. Joseph as he is sleeping is a powerful reminder of his peaceful surrender to God's plan for his life. Pope Francis owns a sleeping St. Joseph statue. He brought it with him from Argentina to the Vatican when he became Pope. That's probably the only similarity I have with Pope Francis. And yet he explained that whenever he has a problem or a special prayer, he writes it down and he places it underneath the sleeping St. Joseph. And St. Joseph takes care of the intention while the Pope is sleeping. Catholics around the world have adopted this practice. Many bought their own sleeping St. Joseph statue, asking for his intercession in the midst of life's difficulties. This biblical dreamer offered his wholehearted yes to God's will, even when it wasn't what Joseph himself had planned or imagined. He offers the hospitality of his love and lineage to his betrothed, Mary, and to the stranger child whom she carries in her womb. Saint Joseph exemplifies total submission to God in the midst of uncertainty. So let us ask the sleeping Saint Joseph to intercede for us, trusting that God will handle our problems even while we are asleep.